Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bechorah's Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and today's Mishnah are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Avin Rezivik Hagun Bechorav Mamish. As we've been saying up until now, that when a father is paid, when he redeems his firstborn son, he has to give five slime to the kohen. The question is, where does this come from? This lashon of sela. This is not a biblical word. It's not found in the Torah. The Torah tells us Chameshes Shkalim B'Shakal HaKodesh, that five shkalim of holy shkalim. That's what's used for pidyon haben. However, as we just said, that's a Torah terminology, but the word that's used in Mishnah and Gemara is the word Sela, but it's really the same thing. The Shekel of the Mishnah and the Sela of the Gemara has the same exact value. Now, bearing this important piece of information in mind, Mishnah Zayin tells us, Chamesh Slaim Shal Ben, these five Slaim that are used for the redemption of the son for Pidyon HaBen, B'Manetzuri. That's the denomination of Manetzuri. Now, what's this Manetzuri? So this requires a little more explanation. As we had just said, the word Shekel is a biblical word, and Sela is the common word that they would call that same coin. But let's clarify something that does not really exist nowadays. Our money does not have true value. We take a quarter or a five shekel piece, for example, even though it's nice and shiny and it looks like silver, it's not silver. It's just some sort of composite metal. It's a cheap little circle that they say is worth five shekel, but it doesn't have any real value to it. As opposed to back in the day, their money actually had real value. When they used copper coins, it was real copper. Silver was real silver. Gold was real gold. And therefore, the coin didn't just have value because it was stamped with an image. It had value because it was real precious metal. And that's where this lashon of manetzuri comes in. Because in the Midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu, when they got the Torah, the word shekel meant a coin that had the weight of a shekel, and that means that the sela coin also has a particular weight of silver. However, a little bit later on, the Chachamim decided that let's add to this weight of the sela coin, and now it's going to actually have to weigh more. It has to have more silver in it. And that's what's called manetzuri. This happened in this place called Tsar, and therefore anytime we mention manetzuri, that's referring to a coin that actually has this added weight to it. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that these five slaim that are used for Pidyon HaBen, it's not a regular old school sela that came from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's this new type of sela that again is in this denomination of manetzuri, which is heavier and has more silver. And once the Mishnah is discussing money things that are said in the Torah, we continue talking about that. Shloishim shel eved v'chamishim shel oinus shel mafata u'mei shel moitzi shemra. All these payments that have to be made that the Torah tells us about. The Torah says in regards to an Eved that a person would have to pay 30, or in regards to Onus Mefata, a person has to pay 50, or in regards to Moitzi Shemra, a person has to pay 100. So Kulam B'Shekel HaKodesh, the Lashon in the Torah is Shekel HaKodesh, and again, we know that Shekel means Sela, and what is the Sela nowadays? That B'Manetzuri, the payment has to be made in the weight of Manetzuri, the Sela that's part of this denomination, not the old school value of the Sela. The Mishnah continues, V'Kulam Niftin B'Kesef U'B'Shaveh Kesef, all things that need to be redeemed, for example, a Bechor needs to be redeemed, that's Pidyon HaBen, the redemption of the son. So that can be done with kesef, with an actual silver coin, or it could also be done with shaveh kesef, with something that has value of silver. However much that silver coin is actually valued at, let's say it's $20, so you don't have to use the actual coin. You could use something else that's worth $20, maybe a pen or a frisbee or something like that. That's perfectly okay. Chutz min hashkalim, except for shkalim. We know that every single year, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way through the Beis HaMikdash, there's something called machza shekel. Every single person in Klal Yisrael of a certain age had to give half of a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and what the Mishnah is telling us is that when that half a shekel is given, it can't be something that's the value of half a shekel. It actually has to be a real half shekel coin. And moving on to Mishnah Ches, continues to discuss Pinyin HaBen. Ein Paiden Loi Bavadim Loi Bishtars Loi Bekakars Loi Bekdeshais. When a person is being paid to his firstborn son, he can't do this pinyin with a slave, meaning he can't give a slave to the kohen instead of five slaim, and he can't give a shtar, meaning if somebody else owes this person five slaim, he can't hand that note over to the kohen. Let's say Reuven owed Shimon five slaim, and he wrote him a note, I owe you five slaim. Shimon can't give that to the kohen, and also he can't give him a piece of property, karka, that's worth five slaim, and he can't use something which is hektish either. And this is all based off of a drasha that the Gemara brings. Now, what about the following situation? Let's say the father realizes that he doesn't have five slaim, but he still wants to be paid to his son. So what did he do? Kasav l'kohen shu chayv l'chamish slaim. He wrote the kohen an I owe you note, I owe you five slaim, and he hands that over to the kohen. Chayv l'ten loy, he has to give the five slaim to the kohen, but ubenoy einoy padoy, his son is not redeemed. That's not considered redemption for the son. And that's because the Chum were afraid that if people see this transaction, they're going to think to themselves, hold on a second, this fellow gave an IOU note to the Kayin. Well, that's just being like Paida with a shtar. And we had just learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that you can't be Paida with a shtar. But a person might say, hey, you could be Paida with a shtar. And therefore the Ramacharan said, this fellow wrote this IOU note of five slime to the Kayin. He has to give him five slime, and there's no pidyon. He has to give him another five slime. Lefikach, because of the situation, Im Ratzah Kayin Litin Lamatana, Rashai, if the Kayin wants wants to be nice and give the money back to the fellow as a present, he could do that, and then the fellow could give him the money back once again, and that would be used as pidyon. But if the kohen does not want to do that, he doesn't want to give the 5 slaim back, he doesn't have to, and the father would have to come up with another set of 5 slaim. Another din, hamafresh pidyon b'noi v'avad, a person designated a separated 5 slaim for the pidyon of his son, and it got lost. He lost the money. Chay b'achor yusai. He's responsible for that, and he has to come up with more money. And that's because Shenamar the pasuk says, yialach upadai siftet. This is really just snipping 4 words out of a much longer pasuk. This was addressed to Aaron HaKayin, and he was told that yialach, that any firstborn animal or person belongs to you. As we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, the Kayin actually kind of owns the firstborn animal or owns the firstborn child. And then the pasuk tells us, padai sifdet, that a person shall redeem his firstborn son. And therefore we learn from here that it's only once that redemption money gets to the kayin, then the official pidyon happened. But if the money never got to him, even though it was designated by the father, tough luck, the father has to come up with more money in order to be padai his son. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up our Mishnah Tesen Yud, discussing certain dinim that apply to a Bukhar himself. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.